The Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce is your source for business-to-business connection in Wallingford and North Haven. Since 1915, the Chamber has been serving your community with business promotion, networking opportunities, themed events, and a complete resource of business and organizational supports. Join the Chamber today. Call 203-269-9891 or go online at www.quincham.com. QUINNCHAM.com. The Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce. And welcome to another edition of the Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce podcast. I'm Executive Director Ray Andrewson, and every other week we bring you some of our members highlight small businesses, medium, large scale businesses as well, and a variety of categories of business. Today, we talk benefits, particularly senior benefits and why they're important. But this is a multi-generational conversation because it affects everyone who has parents or someone who's in custody of guardianship or care. All of this is very, very important to discuss. Joining us from Innovative Senior Benefits, the owner insurance broker, to talk about the upcoming Medicare enrollment season, which opens up in a couple of days through December 7th, George Kalitzis, who's with us. George, great to have you on the podcast.
Yes, glad to be here. Thanks for this opportunity to present to the audience and our local community.
One thing that our listeners of podcasts can't see is you, unless they go onto your site. So you're a young person, and you are very interested in senior benefits. So let's talk about you first. Your background, what brought you to this and why you're so passionate about senior benefits as your role to help people in this area?
Yeah, so my background all starts with that I am a big educator. I'd like to kind of introduce myself as where I grew up in a small town in Middlebury, Connecticut, helping my father at his restaurant. If you know Middlebury, Maples is the restaurant. And that was not my thing. So I went to school in Rhode Island, Roger Williams University. I played soccer there all 4 years. So I love playing sports, staying active, still play today. Went right out of school, I got into helping people with Medicare. I was an insurance agent at the time. And an agent is a lot different than a broker in my eyes. An agent is taught how to sell. And I just did not like that approach of selling seniors on things that they might not need. So as a broker, I take pride in helping people. I really enjoy educating people, especially people who need help with their retirement planning, with really understanding all different aspects of a retirement. I like to look at myself as a holistic retirement planner. I like to look at the big picture, and you know how I help people. I want to paint a picture for the listeners, and you can look at it as a house. You know, there's two floors of your house: your first floor, second floor, and then the roof of your house. How I help people: it all starts at the bottom, first floor. You want to build a solid foundation, and this all comes from, again, educating people. So you want to set up a solid foundation of that house, and it all starts with your health planning. Health could be, you know, if you're 64 or younger, that is Access Health Connecticut or insurance through your employer. If you are 65 and older, that is Medicare planning. And there is so many different things and just a lot of different things and parts and, you know, pieces to the puzzle that you want to put together. It could be, you know, hospital planning, you know, for the unexpected. It could be planning for if you come down with cancer. It could be planning for long-term care, short-term care. You know, some of those things like long-term care, Medicare has nothing to do with that. No one tells you that. You want to be educated about that sooner rather than later. Second floor of your house is your life and legacy planning. You know, it all starts with gifts, and gifts come in different forms. The most popular could be life insurance. So I help people educate on the different types of life insurance. It could be mortgage protection. It could be you have a newborn. It could be burial, funeral purposes, cash value accumulation purposes. Another part of life and legacy is having a will set up, a trust set up if you have assets. That is something I can't help people with, but I always recommend because that is one thing that you want 100% of the time is a will. You know, I can't tell you how many times I sit with people and they don't have a will. So it's just really, again, educating people that you want to have a life and legacy plan put into place. And then the roof of your house, oh yeah, the roof of your house is where all your money come from. That's your retirement income planning. You know, I can't tell you again how many people I sit with who is only living off of their Social Security at age 65. So you want to start planning for income. You might want to have pensions, personal type pensions, maybe funding an annuity, 401ks, IRAs, because all that money tends to funnel down to the other two floors of your house. And the biggest one is your health expenses. You don't want to have a roof, a hole in your roof, and your money is flowing down to high expenses for extended care or cancer procedures and whatnot. You want to be planned properly for. So, again, my background comes from, you know, working from a restaurant to getting right into helping people with educating them on Medicare. I'm a broker, so I do like, I love what I do when it comes to educating people on how to plan properly.
Well, I want to go back to the restaurant in the Maples in Middlebury for just a moment. So,
Yeah.
for those of us who bring home the bacon, as it were, and maybe a little pancake and maples syrup, if you were to think about healthy habits, a lot of people are very good in some circumstances of paying their bills. You know, the credit score is probably fairly dynamic. But they haven't built their asset base to retire well and then reinforce it with some of the programs, including Medicare. What would you advise somebody who is sort of emerging, 30-something, a 40-something, a planner, someone who needs to get going younger, to sort of tackle this, to understand that just because you bought your house, just because you have a mortgage and you can afford something you didn't dream you could afford, just because you have a nice car and you're paying it off, doesn't mean that you're in great financial shape because you're not looking 20, 30 years down the road.
Yeah, so I like I would say let's start by saying I sit with, you know, this I've been doing this for over 5 years now, and I've sat with well over thousands of retirees, and you see the good, the bad, the ugly. And when should you start planning? You probably should have planned yesterday. Find yourself an advisor, find yourself an educator, and just start putting the pieces of the puzzle together. It's always better to start sooner rather than later. And to paint another picture, when and let's say just Medicare related, when I see people who are brand new to Medicare turning 65, there is two sides of the spectrum. The first person you see is someone who went with the flow. They, you know, had an employer, they paid their insurance through their paycheck, they maybe contributed to a 401k. They don't know how much they're paying for insurance. They don't know how well their portfolio has done. They are turned 65 and they have a ton of different surprises. They have not planned at all. And most of those people are going to be living off of Social Security. Then you have the other side of the spectrum. I wish I saw this more often, but that person has, you know, an advisor, someone that they spoke to for 5, 10, 15, 25 years. They guided them in the right direction. They put a plan into place. They sat with them every once or twice a year, going over how to invest their money. They've, you know, educated them on the importance of life insurance at a younger age. The younger you are, the better that is. They know exactly how much they're paying for insurance and how much came out of their pocket that current year. So there's really two sides, the person who's actually planned at a younger age and the person who went with the flow and they're not really planned for anything. So
Yeah,
once you
yeah.
start planning, you know, yesterday is a good time.
So Connecticut, an unusual state in many ways, our wonderful little state of Connecticut. A lot of people will say, "Well, it's expensive to retire here. It's expensive to live here." I'm going to pack up my bags. I'm going to head to Florida for my retirement, the Carolinas or Texas, and maybe go in a different direction, maybe at Cape Cod or Vermont, which really isn't less expensive, just different, different location. But what about Connecticut and the programs we have here? Because like a lot of people are helped by living here in Connecticut.
Yeah, so in Connecticut, we are a unique state. So when we're just talking about health insurance in general, there are a lot of different programs. You know, when you think of Access Health, there is Covered Connecticut, there's Husky, and all those programs are income based. They have nothing to do with assets. When you look at Medicare in Connecticut, a lot of these programs are income based only, and our income are higher, our levels are higher than the federal levels. So if you were to travel to, let's just say, New York, you have a federal income level and you have a federal asset level. For Connecticut, it is income based only. So income is super important for all type of health insurance planning. Just by reviewing how much money you're making on a monthly basis, you could easily qualify for some programs to help pay for your health expenses.
Excellent.
So
income
definitely matters.
It's amazing when people think now Connecticut does have something to offer, and you can certainly help walk people through this. George, we want to talk a little bit about the season we're entering into, because through December 7th, it is sort of called the open enrollment season. Describe why the next month, almost 2 months really, are so important.
Yeah, so anytime I meet with my clients, it is very important for them to understand that this is the time of year where we want to review your doctors, your prescriptions, your needs, your wants. Now, during the year, things could have happened and we might want to transition from one plan to another that gives you more comprehensive benefits. You might have had a really good year, but you might have a surgery plan for next year. So we might want to transition to a plan with, again, a little bit more comprehensive coverage. But every year, new plans come out. So it's always good to be on top of it. I meet with carriers all the time and they have something called legacy plans. And these legacy plans are so old and they have so many people still on them that they are just increasing the premiums, making them really bad plans. So you're overpaying for bad insurance, where they really want you to get on these newer plans with better benefits, lower co-payments, and people just don't know about it. So if you've been on the same plan for 5, 10 years, definitely review it. You might be missing out on something. So October 15th, December 7th, that's when we also want to review your prescriptions. Prescription formularies change every year. So it's important that you stay up to date, making sure you're paying the least amount of money for those expensive prescriptions possibly. So definitely want to sit down and review your benefits. You might be missing out on something.
So let's sit down. Let's have our first conversation, George. Affable, approachable person you are. What would that first experience be like? If I'm contacting you at Innovative Senior Benefits and we sit down and I'm preparing for that transition to, you know, live in the next chapter of life with benefits and fixed income, what would the first conversation be like with you?
Yeah, so when I sit down with people, it's very open. You know, we're talking human to human at the end of the day. So I want to know what you're doing on a daily basis. If you're staying active, being healthy, I want to know if you have a history of major medical, because we might want to plan for that. We always want to plan for the unexpected too. So when we talk, we're just having an open conversation. And based on what you tell me, everyone is different. So I have never met one person that had the same doctor's prescription, needs, wants, concerns. So we're just having an open conversation. I'm kind of jotting down some notes so I don't forget who you are. And then we're going to educate you on everything Medicare related in this case. And we're going to come up with a custom plan, custom to you, the person that I'm sitting in front of. So we're going to have an open conversation. We're going to get you educated and we're going to put a plan in place for you.
Absolutely. Well, George Kalitzis is an Innovative Senior Benefits and licensed, and certainly has understood this and has been at this for quite some time. So does anybody contact you? How do they get a hold of you? How do they sit down with you and get the process going, George?
Yeah, so I'm very open. So You could reach me on my number, 203-217-3366. You could text me on that number. You could give me a phone call, leave me a voicemail, or you could send me an email. And anything, it doesn't matter how you reach out to me. My email is george@innovativeseniorbenefits.com. Or you could even go to my website, innovativeseniorbenefits.com, check me out, and you could even schedule an appointment right there through my website.
Excellent. George Kalitzis, Innovative Senior Benefits, innovativeseniorbenefits.com, and many other ways to get a hold of George. Whether you're 35 or 65, get going, plan right now, and contact George. Thank you so much. I think we learned a lot in this entire conversation, George Kalitzis.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity to present. So looking forward to our future conversations for the two of us.
And this has been the Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce podcast. I'm Ray Andrewson, Executive Director. Thank you for listening. If you, as a member, would like to be a guest on the Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce podcast, please contact Executive Director Ray Andrewson at 203-269-9891. Email randrewson@quinchan.com. That's randrewson@quinchan.com.